I invite you to stand for the reading of the Gospel. The good news today according to the Gospel of St. Mark. Immediately Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side, to Bethsaida, while he dismissed the crowd. And after he had taken leave of them, he went up on the mountain to pray. And when evening came, the boat was out on the sea, and he was alone on the land. And he saw that they were making headway painfully, for the wind was against them. And about the fourth watch of the night, he came to them, walking on the sea. He meant to pass them by, but when they saw him walking on the sea, they thought it was a ghost, and cried out. For they all saw him and were terrified. But immediately he spoke to them and said, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." And he got into the boat with them, and the wind ceased. And they were utterly astounded, for they did not understand about the loaves, but their hearts were hardened. But when they had crossed over, they came to land at Gennesaret and moored to the shore. And when they got out of the boat, the people immediately recognized Jesus and ran about the whole region and began to bring the sick people on their beds to wherever they heard he was. And wherever he came, in villages, cities, or countryside, they laid the sick in the marketplaces and implored him that they might touch even the fringe of his garment. And as many as touched it were made well. This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated as we sing, "My Hope is Built on Nothing Less." May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. It seems like in order for me to remember things anymore, I need to write them down. I can't rely just on my memory anymore the way I used to. I don't really think it's because I'm getting older. I think it's because life is getting more complex and there's just more things to remember. Anyway, that's the story I'm going to go with. Sometimes it involves just a little thing. For instance, I have a pickup that has one of those deals, and you stop, and you stopped for more than, I don't know, it seems like a second, the engine automatically shuts off. It really annoys me because when you're ready to go, you have to step on the accelerator and you hear the engine start up again. Well, I've had this pickup now for 3.5 years, so you'd think I would remember that the first thing I do once I turn the pickup on is to disable the engine shut off. But for some reason, I have a memory block on it, so I finally wrote a little note that I put in the dashboard that says, "Remember to activate the automatic engine shut off." Well, it's one thing to forget little things, but it's another thing to forget or overlook big things, really important things, things that your life depends on. And sometimes that's what happens to me. I forget what might be the most single important thing in life to remember. And that is that God is ultimately in control. I don't know if that happens to any of you in your lives, but it happens to me quite frequently. Now, you might expect, well, that's not something that a pastor would likely forget. But I'm made out of flesh and blood just like you. And, you know, when you think about our living in this world, we can begin to understand why we might forget about that most important, essential truth in life. So often it seems that things in this world are just spiraling out of control. There are wars and conflicts in Ukraine, the Middle East, and other places around the world. There is so much hunger and poverty. And even in our own country, things sometimes just seem to be, there's no rhyme or reason to them. There are occasions when I get so upset about watching the news, just have to turn it off. I can't watch it anymore because it hurts me so much. It's like nobody's in charge. Nobody's in control. And then I think about people's individual lives. Some of the people at Christ the Vine, some of my friends, other individuals that I know, things happen in our lives that are so difficult for us to understand. And sometimes it seems as though no matter how hard a person tries, it just doesn't seem like you can quite turn the corner in life, if you know what I mean. You struggle and you struggle and you just don't seem to get anywhere. And I was thinking about the disciples in that boat in our gospel reading for this morning. It's really an unusual story. It takes place after the feeding of the 5,000, and Jesus forces, that was an interesting choice of terms by the evangelist Mark, he compels the disciples to get into a boat while he goes off by himself to pray, and he sends the people that were there for the feeding of the 5,000 home, for it was evening time. So let's say it's about 6 p.m., and then later that night, we're told that Jesus looks out, he sees them in the middle of the lake of the Sea of Galilee, and they are trying to make headway against the wind, but they're not getting anywhere. They're struggling. They can't overcome the wind that is against them. And so then Jesus goes out walking on the water, and it says it's about the fourth watch of the night, which would mean it around 4 a.m. If you think about being in a boat rowing from 6 p.m. in the evening until 4 a.m. in the morning, you would be near the point of exhaustion. And I think that story is like a little metaphor for how it is in our lives sometimes. We struggle, but we just don't seem to make any headway. And we forget the most important truth of all, that ultimately God is in control. In Genesis chapter 9, our Old Testament reading for this morning, shortly after the deluge, the flood that destroyed every living thing on the earth with the exception of Noah and his family, God makes a promise. He says, I am never going to destroy the earth again. And he tells Noah and the members of his family, when you see a rainbow in the heavens, remember that I am in control. I am in charge. You know, in the Pacific Northwest, I think we probably see more rainbows than other people do in most parts of the country. But we don't see a rainbow nearly enough to remind us that God is in control. But God gives us plenty of other signs, plenty of other symbols to remind us of that great truth. We had a baptism this morning. And every time we witness a baptism, we should be reminded of our own baptism and of how it was God who placed His hand upon us, put His name upon us, and called us into His family. He did that for us. And we are to have faith and trust and confidence in Him that He is in charge. There are so many other signs, even just in nature, if we are open to seeing God's hand at work, and especially in the Pacific Northwest. Oh, what a beautiful part of the world in which we live. There's the coast. Just standing on the edge of the shore and watching the tide come in and out. Or thinking about our beautiful tall mountains, our clear running streams, and our magnificent trees, all signs of God's handiwork and creation and control over all things. We moved out to Oregon in 1976. Judy and our two little girls at that time flew as far as St. Louis, and I drove a U-Haul truck with our car hitched on behind across the country, and they waited until I had secured a place for us to live in Oak Ridge. And on the way, my last day out on the road, it was somewhere, I think, around the Metolius River. I'm seeing all these huge trees that I thought were the most beautiful tree I've ever seen in my entire life. The Ponderosa Pine. And I remember pulling the truck over to the side of the road, turning it off, getting out and going over and hugging a ponderosa pine. How beautiful. The mottling on the bark of the dark and then the brown alongside of it of the trunk. What a beautiful reminder of who is in control of all things. We say in our confession of faith, I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. I almost wish that we could add two words in there. And owner. Maker and owner of heaven and earth. To remind us that He's in control, ultimately, not only of everything out there, but of everything in here, in my life, in your life, from beginning to end. And He has made us His own. He has brought us into His family. He forgives our sins. He promises us eternal life. Jesus says that He will never leave us, but He is with us to the close of the age. And so, I want you to remember the principle of DSTSS. Can you do that? DSTSS. Don't sweat the small stuff, because God is in control. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace.